Hello and welcome to Pro U Podcast, episode number 274, Thanksgiving. My Thanksgiving. I know it's a little late. Got them a little recorded, stacked up, waiting to be posted. But Thanksgiving is quite poignant to the podcast because 4 years ago, I got through a Thanksgiving and I was feeling good and I called it Thursday, and the next morning I awoke Friday morning and said, I'm going to do the podcast. And that Monday I talked to Sir Hardwick and said, can I do a podcast? And he said, yes. And shortly after that I began. So getting through Thanksgiving and dealing with Thanksgiving is all about, you know, it's just the holiday seasons and it's tough for people. And if you're in your head or you're not doing well and Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's rolls around, you know, it's just a little bit harder, a little bit lonelier. You know, you feel a little bit worse than maybe you did before. So it was work for me to get through these things and figure them out and undo and ask why. And I was very successful in the last three or four have been awesome, you know, by myself, and I'm totally cool with it. And this Thursday was quite unexpected, Thursday being Thanksgiving. And it was nice and it was pleasant. And then I decided to take a trip with my best friend Zen to Idlewild, and it just became pretty magical and unplanned. And it was just like, wow, especially after my last episode about my clean bill of health. I was thankful for that. But I've been thankful for a long time, and I've been thankful every day. And I'm going to stay thankful, and I'm going to keep telling people to be thankful. So here's the story of my Thanksgiving. Enjoy. You've heard me many times mention the Mexican fisherman and the businessman. I think I've read it at least two times, if not three times. So here was my attempt to personalize it and rewrite it, because I love it so much and it is so very poignant, applicable to my walk, my Pro-U path. So this, just recently written, 4 minutes ago, the parable of the Pro-U guy and his voice. The voice was in this guy's head since he was a child, so he didn't know anything different, nor that it was bad. This guy grew up, quote unquote, normal. Two parents, brothers and sisters, went to school, graduated from college, got a job, got married, began to spend and consume. This is just how things were. But not much of what this guy did or felt lasted over time. He began to question everything. The first thing he began to question was the voice inside his head. It took a very long time, but he finally had achieved that which he had always longed for. Quiet between his ears. He didn't realize what the voice was. It was just how things were. This guy had built up a reputation and earned a pretty good wage. Achieving peace, he redirected his life in more of a spiritual way, where he was not pursuing human things, not spending more, not consuming. His world became small and controllable. This is where he found his peace, his quan, and this is where he identified the voice and its negative effect. He would get up every morning and run through Hollywood with his best friend, his dog, with no leash or collar. Why? Because he could. He would train a client, work out, eat, walk his dog again, go to the park, make some art in his Zen garden, his studio, or go to the beach where he played with his dog and did stone balancing. He did this most days. The stone balancing was his art and his meditation. He would go 2 to 3 times a week to the beach. Because he chose when to go, he found the beach all to himself and his dog most of the time. He had found peace, balance, and quiet. His church. This was now how things were. When the voice would stop by and say hi, no, the voice never truly leaves. One just learns how to turn it down and not pay attention to it. It would disguise itself in numerous ways, like, you are feeling so good. Shouldn't you have more clients? And if you didn't go to the beach as much, you could work more, make more money, save more, spend more, buy more things, accomplish more, do more things, go more places, like everyone else. Over his long pro-you journey and his claim, never giving up, this guy had learned the power of pausing and staying curious, reflecting. So he always questioned the voice. Why? To most, everything was his question. This gave him the power and took it away from the voice, who, for the record, he had received this voice from his father while he was a child growing up. Just to stop, pause, and question how he felt was one of the biggest lessons he had learned and achieved. The voice responded, if you did more to earn a higher level of income, one day you could do whatever you wanted to do, whenever you wanted to. You know, like when you retire, like your father. This is how things were. This guy had built his how to respond muscle into one of his strongest muscles he had. He had lost a sister, a girl he dated, and his first dog. He knew all the voice cared about was making him worry about tomorrow and the things he couldn't control. But he knew no one gets tomorrow. So he decided to do it differently and be, stay thankful that he got to live today. This is how things are now. By little old me. Yep, that was my version. I've been thinking about doing that for a long time and wasn't, you know, word for word, but I liked how it turned out. I was pretty happy. And like I said, I've been just thinking about that and how much I've read it, and it just helps me in my path, you know. Or I don't have to do it a certain way. I just have to do it my way. I have to do it the best way I can. For me, like you should. So these are pre-recorded and they're coming out late, but I was going to chat about my Thanksgiving. There's this quote I passed out and it said, not to brag, but most of my family isn't speaking to me. And I loved it. It was like this whole thing about being a black sheep of the family. And I just thought that was awesome. Because, you know, this is that time of year when, you know, most people or a lot of quote unquote normal people are, you know, getting excited and getting together with family and enjoying that time and buying gifts and, you know, just the good that is correlated with this type of year, with this time of year. But there are a bunch of people who struggle because it's about getting together with people and they don't have the people, they don't have the family, or they don't have the money, or they don't have the kids or the spouse or the whatever that limits them from not doing the status quo. Because if you're not with people around a table eating a certain type of food on this particular Thursday, it's typically not viewed as a good thing. Oh, you're alone. Oh, you don't have anyone. And, you know, I'm kind of saying this, and it's not to taint anything, but, you know, a bunch of white dudes stole land and then said, let's celebrate that stealing of the land with this Thanksgiving dinner. So I'm not that big into it. But, you know, again, people gathering for whatever reason, gathering around, breaking bread, being together, enjoying each other. That's the important thing. The reason, who cares? So to me, it just turned into a Thursday. So you back up 4 years. This is kind of a cool story. it was about, I guess about, I'm saying about a year and a half, and it was coming upon Thanksgiving, and I was starting to feel better. Still wasn't doing anything, but you know, a year and a half of, I never went anywhere on a Sunday. That was my whole thing. I didn't have clients, didn't have to do anything. I didn't go anywhere on a Sunday. It was just kind of weird how I just felt I was sitting in the middle and like the world was spinning around me. So it was a Thanksgiving 4 years ago, and I got up and I, you know, felt fine. I'm like, it's Thursday. It's all, I was just focusing on it being a Thursday. I got a client, and I trained a client. It was a good client, long-time client. I remember just being like this great thing. Like, I made him feel good, and it was just, boom, I did that. And I was thankful. A little bit later, early in the evening, a friend of mine called, and she was struggling with her mom, and they had this whole thing, and I helped her, and at the end, she was super thankful. And I got done, and I was like, you know, that's how I healed. I mean, I was thankful every day for something, and that is how I healed. But today, I'm supposed to be with certain people around a certain table and eat certain food and say I'm thankful or feel bad. So that was that real struggle I had. I was like, well, why do I gotta feel bad if I'm not eating that food with those people around that table? I'm thankful every day. And the next morning, that Friday morning, I woke up and I said, I'm going to do the podcast. And that following March, it came out. So in that time of, oh, this is tough, I'm alone, you know, I had been doing my time and making my choices and staying thankful and staying mindful. And I got out of the mud, got out of the cave, and then clarity. Hey, it's Thursday. You're thankful all the time. You're okay. And it just kind of undid that thing. I'm always talking about those, you know, your grooves. You know, you get up, you do this, you go to school, you get married, you have kids, buy a home, have more kids, buy a bigger home, get a different car, save for retirement. It's just like this whole, like, track that you're on and you do it. And it's like, okay, why? What do you mean, why? Well, why are you doing it? Well, everybody does. I know, but is that the reason? And I think for the majority of my life, it was. I've said it before, and I'm just assuming I'm going to grow up and have kids. My dad did. My mom did. My brothers and sisters did. I'm going to grow up, get married, have kids. It's what you just do. There wasn't any choices or options. And then you start questioning it. So Mosier, my good buddy, had shared this, and I think I shared it once before, but he says, you know, if you are at, you know, someone's got a pool with like a waterfall, you stand underneath, so it kind of massages your shoulders, but you know, sometimes it's a little heavy. Or if you go, you know, if you're outside and you happen to stand where there's a waterfall, I mean, it can be a tremendous amount of water coming down. It can be a ton of pressure on your shoulders and head and neck or whatever. But the concept is you're standing right underneath that waterfall and what that's like with that water pouring, dumping on you. And if you take a step back, so now you're behind the waterfall, you can see it for what it is. And that's kind of like, it's the holidays, who are you going to eat turkey with? No one? It's like, okay, step behind that waterfall. It's Thursday. You're okay. What do you have to be thankful for? Focus on that. What can you do today? What can you control? What's in your power to choose mentally, manually, to make this a great moment for you right here, right now. See, and that becomes that power. Just asking why, just stop and stepping behind it. I've said lately, there's this weird thing that I just kind of caught, like, you know, it's not the white noise. That was the big yucky conversation. That's pretty much gone. What I allow is like a little hum, like a little seed will be planted and it'll kind of hum, and I allow it. Like, how do I feel about that? Well, let's just wait and see. I'm not even really consciously doing it, but a couple of days before Thanksgiving, and I've had a whole thing, you know, this doing the podcast last 3.5, going on 4 years, you know, through the holidays, how I felt. And it was like, you know, when I started feeling good enough, I just didn't want to be around people. I like doing my thing, by myself with Santa. I just kind of started liking it. I'm like, you know, a couple people invited me a couple years ago. I was like, nah, I'm good. Thanks. I'm, you know. And then no one really has kind of invited me because I think they kind of everybody kind of gets I'm doing my own thing. And I'm fine with that. Like, don't want to go anywhere, do anything. And that was like my total mindset. It was like the day before, or 2 days before, and there was just this little hum in the back of my mind that was like, you know, it'd be kind of cool to be around some just different people, different energy, but positive, good energy. And then it disappeared. That was it. Didn't even like stop, pause, you know, consciously dwell. Just, I remember it entering. And I'm like, you know, no real plans. Get up. I don't know what I'm really going to do. And I end up having a client Thursday morning. So I was like, well, I'm going to do that. And I think I might go to the beach. And it was Wednesday afternoon. I get a text from my goddaughter, Natalie Rose's father, my good buddy, Nikki. He's like, hey, you want to come over for Thanksgiving? And it was amazing how crazy, because I'm like, that's exactly what I would do. I mean, I can pop in there, leave, totally comfortable. They're great. They're awesome. You know, they always cook really good food. I mean, they're vegan, so there's never meat, but it's always really, really good tasting, healthy food. So it's like always a win-win. And Natalie Rose, who just turned 12, was like, she fills me up. And their other two kids, Jacob and Max, it's just great. Now, here was the thing. They were going to have another dog over with this other couple. So they said, hey, it would be cool if you didn't bring Zen over. I'm like, yeah, no problem. I understand. So I go over there, and they have this dog named Scamper. And, you know, I walk in with Zen. They put the dogs outside. The dogs play. I got an eye on Zen, and then I leave. Well, this particular moment, I go over there. There's no Zen. And Scamper comes up. And I just pick her up, and I think I held her for like 45 minutes. Like, she sat on my lap. She was looking at me. It was just like this, like, all of a sudden we had this huge relationship, and it just was fun. And even Nikki, we're outside. He's like, do you think dogs like no dog people? Because she's probably really only that comfortable or would allow to be held that long with, like, me. And they've had her for years. And I'm like, yeah, I guess so. So it was just great. And then this other couple brought this other dog over that was kind of nuts, but I enjoyed him and getting to see Natalie Rose. And it was just this, like, here's a little bit of good. Like, here's a family that works. Here's a family that loves each other. Here's a family that loves and appreciates you. You can go over there, have that different kind of positive energy fill you up, because it's good to be around people. And there was no mashed potatoes, there was no stuffing, there was no turkey, there was none of the regular stuff. But it was just good, positive people sitting around a table, breaking bread, and having a great time. And I felt like super fortunate that I got that. Like, I got that invite. And then I told Nikki and his wife Isabel when I was there, I said, you know, it's kind of funny, like, I've known him forever. Nikki first came to my class when I started teaching at Crunch, which was like 18, 19 years ago. So that's how long I've known Nikki. And again, I became their daughter's godfather, and she's 12. So just been around. Again, they just never really had it. They travel a lot. They're from Sweden. You know, Nikki's from England, and Isabel's from Sweden. So, you know, it's like they travel. So just not around. But I'm like, what a weird moment to, like, the first time in at least 6-7 years that I'm like, I would go somewhere like that. I get an invite, and it's perfect. Not far away, cool people, love them. I mean, love my goddaughter. Like, she's like the best thing in the world. And I'm like, and then I start thinking, you know, I've said this a lot, like, you get that groove when you identify them. You know, this is what I know, this is what I learned, this is what I was taught. To identify that takes time. To undo those take time. And then you start redoing grooves, you know, healthy habits, healthy things, new grooves. And that takes time. But I felt, I was like, you know, again, something took time. But how cool did that happen? Like, I was like, yeah, I'm just in a good place. Hey, I got invited. Yeah, popped over there. We hung out, had some great conversations, good food, came home, was with Zen. It was like perfect. And I was like, it just happened. Like, I didn't even try. And, you know, I'm not trying to toot my horn that I got this great life, but it's like, you know my struggles and you know what I've been through. And in time, look what happened. In time, this changed. In time, this worked out. In time, and again, it's that I just think, you know, lots of times when I'm healing, or when I was healing, you know, it's still a lot, you know, and it's still like, well, he's a nice guy, but he's going through a lot. Maybe we don't want to be around him. So, you know, the better you are, the better the things that you attract. But it was just cool. So all of a sudden I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get up tomorrow morning and go to Idlewild. Because that's where I was going to buy the land and kind of discovered that place a while back. And it's like a mini Tahoe that's 2 hours away versus six. So I'm like, I don't want to spend the night. I'm just going to go there for the day, you know, check out everything, kind of hit it. And this client of mine's like, hey, they shot a movie there. And he's like, can you take some specific photos, blah, 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 for me? And I was like, okay. And I kind of wanted to go there to do that for him. So it was like this, all of a sudden just happened. And I had this like little homework assignment. So Zen's the best travel companion. So I get up early, get down there. And when we're driving, there's this diamond Zen center that's just, you go drive down the side. I don't know really what it is, if people are there or not, but there's these really cool kind of buildings. And first time I kind of went there and saw the Zen sign, I'm like, I got to go down there and take a picture. So we stopped there, stopped off at a couple vista points. And as I drove up the mountain, I realized that we were driving through the clouds and above probably 4,000 feet elevation, it was sunny. And I didn't notice until I came back, but once you went down below, it was cloudy. So it just turned out into this epic day, and I'm up there to take pictures. So it's just visually stunning with the colors, with the topography up there, you know, the landscape that's already there. And then if it would have just been like very dramatic clouds, then that can add to photograph. But typically, if it's just dark or gray, it's, you don't get those colors, and you don't get the shadows, and you don't get the pop, and, you know, the just the whole contrast. You just don't get that without the sun. So I just felt like I was like lucky. No traffic going up there. Hung out, took pictures, hit all the places. And then the place I stayed at, I think I probably talked about, was the Quiet Creek Inn. And I actually went there because there's a creek behind it. And the creek wasn't flowing. And I'm like, good call, Tom. That I'm like, if the creek's not flowing, it's like, that's half the thing of hearing it and, you know, looking out on your deck and seeing it and walking along it. So I was like, so glad that I didn't spend the night, so glad that I went there for the day. And, you know, I got visually, it was just a perfect day. And I was like, this was such a cool, and again, I came home and I'm like, okay, that's the best Thanksgiving that I can remember. I mean, for me, by me, about me, easy. And then I get this little invite, which was, you know, just absolutely fantastic. And it was just time. In time, everything passes. So it's how that time is passing. And how that time is passing is solely based upon the choices that you're making. Like, you can be in a funk and not understand at all that you're making a bad choice. And you can be in a funk and know that the choice you're making is not going to make you feel better today because you are in a funk. It's like all those Sundays that I sat in a row. I'm like, okay, this is you right now. This is how you are. I just really tried hard to not beat myself up. I tried really hard not to expect a whole lot out of myself. And I just kind of stayed, I'm going to see where this goes. I had no plan 5.5, 6 years ago when I got back to Hollywood or back to LA from the city of Orange. I was like, wow, I don't have a lot of clients. I don't know what I'm even doing. Failed 2 marriages, you know. And that's when I was like, okay, just put it into the family. And then that didn't work out. So it has not been a fun, familiar, easy, comfortable path, but I am worth it. So these are the things I'm sharing because these are the choices I'm making, and to have a moment like that, a Thanksgiving like that, is pretty cool. You know, like I said, you find these breadcrumbs, these reinforcements, reassurance, confirmations that the choices you're making are yielding the fruit that you enjoy. And like, again, you know, it can be really small, really simple, and I'm overwhelmed and thankful. Because I know some people that have some huge things and it's still not enough. So having that in my life as an example, instead of, wow, look what they have, I'm like, wow, look what they have, and look what I don't have, and I feel better than they do. See, that's that power and that breadcrumb and that reinforcement for me to go, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. And that's what fights the voice. Because, you know, like I wrote, you know, it just keeps coming and going, shouldn't you be doing something else? No, I'm fine right now. And if I was doing something else, that does not mean that it will be better. That doesn't assure, guarantee any sort of results. But if I make a good choice, it gives me good thoughts, gives me peace, gives me balance, gives me quiet, I'm going to stick with that. You know, like, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, so I don't need fancy. And if it's not broke, I don't need to fix it. Like, okay, here's what I'm doing, and it feels good. Now, here's what I'm doing, and there's a lot of people that don't understand it. A lot of people that have a little opinion about it. A lot of people wouldn't understand it. A lot of people wouldn't do it. So that's a little bit of the price that you have to pay to get out of the cave, to get out of the mud, stay out of the mud, gain that clarity, and have that kind of pro-you perspective where you kind of sit on top of that vis and go, okay, I get it. I mean, I get it now. All right, okay, this is kind of funky. That's what was written down. Didn't really work out. Was kind of shooting for that. Didn't get that. But what did I get along the way? Look what I've learned. Look at the value. I'm here with these lessons, with this knowledge that I get to apply to the, you know, rest of my path. I mean, coming into Thanksgiving, I was like, oh, what's going to happen? Oh, I'm going to be, I'm like, I'm good. It's Thursday. I'm solid. Hey, I got one client. Why don't I go to the beach after that? You know, it's like, what is in my head is pretty much of my choosing, not that thing that was just by default before. That just ran in there. It was like, boom, like a stamp. This is it. This is what it is. This is bad. This is how you feel. And I was like, okay, wow. Okay, that's how I feel. Okay, that's what this is. Okay. Not questioning anything. So for me, come to my well by the water I sell. Very repetitive, almost redundant. But I keep telling it to people 2-3 times a week, and they're still trying to get it down. And I've been doing it for years. So if you hear it once a week for an hour, you know, don't think it's going to take over your life and consume you and you're going to have it down. You got to do this stuff mentally, manually, maybe 10 times an hour, maybe 10 times a day, maybe once a day, maybe once a week. But it was definitely cool to kind of remember the 4 year ago, like, wow, I remember that was like the first moment I started feeling better, feeling good, and going, I'm going to start a podcast. And here I am 4 years later going, wow, that was a great Thanksgiving. I mean, I really couldn't tell you about any of the other last four or three. I mean, I'm pretty sure I didn't do anything or go anywhere. And all of a sudden just, poof, wow, that was cool. I allowed good. Good happened. And then I was thankful. It just stays there. Thankful. Thankful. I am thankful for that which I have. I am thankful for that which I have in all circumstances. Not for all circumstances. Just thankful in all the circumstances. Because I was thankful with sin, whether I went to the beach or not. I was thankful I was alone with sin, whether I went to a meal with friends or not. So it's like achieving that. Now, wherever I go, I bring that with me. You know, they say the only Zen you find at the top of the mountain is the one you brought with you. That's kind of how I feel now. I mean, I felt good getting up Thursday morning. I felt good. So I was going to go train a client and feel good. I was going to go to the beach and feel good. And then I was going to go to my friend's house and feel good. And I did. Not, oh, I'm going to go to the beach. Then that's going to make me feel good. Then I'm going to go to my friend's house. And then that's going to make me feel good. You can't tie your sense of being, your sense of worth to these invitations or external things, because they're always going to fluctuate. So if I'm like a solid good, then nothing's going to take me from that. Nothing really can take away my good right now. That's a pretty cool statement. So next, I wanted to chat about PYP Live Experience 3 with Kyle Clark. It is on hiatus for the holiday. We are going to resume in January. What I was wondering, hoping, is that anyone who follows along might have some questions for Kyle or myself. Thoughts, ideas, suggestions, because I think the run with Kyle has kind of ended. It's just, you know, the get a person to identify the voice and starting to control that space between their ears, which Kyle is doing brilliantly. Now, he's going to have ups and downs the rest of his life, but the whole point is, you know, he didn't know anything about what I'm talking about, and, you know, 10 months later, he does. And he has those tools, and he's navigating his pro-you path. So I've had three dudes that I'm like, ah, it'd be kind of cool to have a female potential student slash client slash participant. Again, someone's got to be local, LA. So if you know of anybody, I'm just looking for suggestions. Like I said, it was always just an idea. First one happened, second one happened. Didn't even know if a third one happened. Third one happened, and it was by far the best. So I don't know if it's going to continue, but I'm not going to close the door for looking for a fourth, you know, because if Kyle's picks back up and however we navigate that, I'll just do both. So I'm putting it out to the listeners to help me. Just any ideas you would have as far as the live experience, you know, for anyone, for Kyle, anything at all. I'm just completely open to anyone's suggestions at this point. And I thank you. Big shout out to Kyle. I mean, we did 38 weeks in a row where he showed up, was accountable, and consistently a better him. And that's him. His fountain's better, and everything that's coming out of him is better. Come to my well by the water I sell. There it is. Watch episode 1 through 38, and you will see Kyle Clark's pro-you path, beginning as the caterpillar, going through the cocoon, the goo, as Kyle calls it, and getting to the point where he was a butterfly. Start to understand his power and his strength. All right. So I got two things that I'm going to finish with, read. And they're bipolar, and for that reason. So I'm going to read the serious one first. This is for a friend whose father passed away. Just know, this too may pass. The good or bad season happening right now in your life, just know this too may pass. That wonderful relationship you are enjoying currently, just know this too may pass. The area of your health that challenges you every day, just know this too may pass. The amazing job you've always wanted, you now have. Just know, this too may pass. The child that you have always wanted and never received. Just know, this too may pass. The level of financial success that has always been out of reach. Just know, this too may pass. The friendship that you always count on. Just know, this too may pass. Whatever you may be experiencing in your life right now, just know, this too may pass. Enjoy what you have with who you have it, the blessings in your life. Just know, these too may pass. TJD wrote that for a friend. You always have to enjoy today. Enjoy the now. I hadn't seen a friend in a while, and he said, you know, someone told me, you know, if you just want the end, if you just want to get through it, find out how everything is, get to the, you know, the goal, so to speak. He said, it'd be like watching a movie, just fast forwarding to the credits. How enjoyable was that movie? The journey is the destination. Your life is happening right now. All right, so we're going to lighten it up. We're going to end here. Now, it may seem on the serious side to start with. This is a selection of prayers. Lord, help me to relax about insignificant details beginning tomorrow at 11:41:23 a.m. Eastern. God, help me to consider people's feelings if most of them, even if most of them are hypersensitive and wrong. God, help me to take responsibility for my own actions, even though they're usually not my fault. God, help me to try not to run everything, but if you need some help, just ask. Lord, help me to be more laid back and help me do it exactly right. Lord, help me to stand up for my rights, if you don't mind my asking. God, help me to take things more seriously, especially parties and dancing. God, give me more patience right now. Lord, help me not to be a perfectionist. Did I spell it correctly? God, help me to finish everything I... S-T-A. God, help me to keep my mind on the one... look, a bird thing at a time. God, help me to do only what I can and trust you for the rest. But it would help if you put that in writing. Lord, keep me open to the ideas of others, wrong though they may be. Lord, help me to be less independent, but let me do it my way. Lord, help me to follow established procedures today. On second thought, I'll settle for a few minutes. Lord, help me to slow down and not rush through what I do is all put together in one word. Lord, thanks for helping me not to be a bigot like all those other people. God, I'm happy to report that I did this great work all for you. I know you could not do it yourself. Oh God, please let me win this lottery. I promise to pay you 10%, cross my heart, and hope to die. Dear God, help me get revenge on these people because they really have hurt me. By the way, thank you for forgiving me my sins. Lord, I dedicate my life to you. So long you do not touch my bank account and do not mess about with my golf schedule and my choice of office secretary. There we go. A little yin and yang. Because you are worth it. That which we can control. Let us sit where we choose. Cross your legs if you can, or another way that you choose. And then close our eyes. Begin to draw that inhale through the nose, exhale out the mouth. Slow it down. Try to elongate your breath. And you might have to be very present and in the moment and focused to do that, which would be a fantastic place to be and stay to the best of your ability. Neutral neck, navel tucked into the spine. Shoulders over the hips. If any other thoughts come into your mind, calmly, kindly ask it to leave and return to your breath. You will do this to the best of your ability for 180 seconds. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. congratulations on a very successful pro-you moment. Congrats. When I look back at the last number of Thanksgivings, it's just so poignant because I tell everyone how I healed was being thankful and mindful. And that Thanksgiving rolled around and I wasn't with anyone or eating any food, which is typically shared by people on Thanksgiving. And I'm thankful every day. I don't have to do anything different or specific to show that or feel that. And the next morning I awoke and I was like, so clear that that was going to be my message. I healed. I'm thankful. I'm thankful I healed. I have something to share. And 4 years later, I just look at it as a muscle. My gratitude muscles are very strong. One of the first things I do each day is give thanks. And if you're coming to my well to buy the water I sell, that would be the first purchase. I don't think I've ever had a conversation with anyone where I did not talk about being thankful. Each and every day, deem yourself worthy, no matter how hard it is. You can find one thing to be thankful for, and if you focus on that, you're going to feel a little bit better than focusing on those things that you can't control, that aren't going in the way you wrote down, that you had expected them to. But gratitude seems to give you enough time to learn the lesson and have that vista and that perspective changed. And that is a choice for each and every one of you. Peace and God bless.